Number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC with any questions.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 23rd, head to karaoke night in Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On March 24th, Trivia Tuesday is happening in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
What's good, Oneonta? And if you're not in Oneonta, also what's good? Guys, welcome back to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Guys, this is Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. And as always, I am your host, DJ Maddie B. Maddie B in the house. So pretty much, guys, what do I have today for you? Well, first, before we even get into the music, I would like to say, can I hear my Red Dragons roar? Roar! Guys, we beat Damien in Mascot Madness. Let's go! If you were tuned in yesterday at 4 p.m., maybe like 4:30-ish, I called in to my friend DJ Alani's show. They have their show from 4 to 6 p.m. on Mondays. It's this very slayful show. It's miscellaneous music, so please tap in. That's my very close personal friend and roommate, so go show them some support. Thank you. But I called in, and for some reason, I was misinformed, and I was told that Red lost to Damien. If you don't know what's happening, guys, we're talking about Mascot Madness, okay? All the mascots of all the SUNY schools in the SUNY system, they essentially have their students, their alumni, family, friends. They vote for, you know, mascots, and it's a bracket style, almost like March Madness for basketball. But it's for mascots, and it's more fun because it's more personable. Anywho, we are the Red Dragons at SUNY Oneonta. We're Red Dragon Radio, obviously. And we were up against our arch nemesis from last year, who we actually were runners up to in Mascot Madness. And can you believe it, guys? SUNY Oneonta stuck it out. By 19 votes, we won against Damien the dog. I don't know what kind of dog he is, and I'm sorry, but he's Damien from UAlbany, and we did win. So, but also, we're not sore losers. We are definitely not looters. We're also not sore losers. So, you know, Damien did a great job, had a great showing, but Red Dragons came out on top, period. Anyways, should we get to the music? I fear we should. Guys, there was one song that I was listening to that I think really inspired kind of the vibes I have set out for you today. I'm kind of going for like a mellow. It's not emo. I don't want to say it's like emo or like really heavy rock. There's some heavy rock. I mean, we got some Alice in Chains in here. We've also got some like Hozier, which you're like, that's not rock. But I'm like, some of his songs have more of a darker kind of like tone to them. And I think it all kind of meshes for me, at least. But yeah, this is kind of like my emo vibes playlist. Also, happy Women's History Month. I'm sorry. I realized every single artist I have on this playlist, except for our special new song of the week, is from dudes. So women, I apologize. We are awesome. But this is apparently the dudes episode. So I'm sorry. But first up, we got the Alice in Chains song. This is what inspired the whole playlist. It's going to be Would, as in question, like W-O-U-L-D, question mark, like would you? This is Would by Alice in Chains from their album Dirt. Shout out my dad. He introduced me to Alice in Chains, obviously, and I'm just obsessed. So, Dad, thank you so much for this song. And let's hop into Would by Alice in Chains. I apologize, folks. A little bit of a technical difficulty there. Let's troubleshoot that again. See if that'll play now. Seems like it is not playing. That is so weird. Well, I guess we can just keep chit-chatting while I troubleshoot this. I think I was actually driving in the car with my dad that day when he introduced me to this song. It was this, and it was also Soundgarden. That's what he played that day. That's kind of what got me into this. This should work. Let's troubleshoot this. Let's test this. This is hopefully going to be Wood by Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. That's the two words I would use to describe that song. Heck yeah, guys. Oh my goodness. I mean, you can imagine my, not, I don't want to say shock and surprise, because I know my dad listens to some heavier stuff sometimes, but I was in the car and I was like, yo, dad, I didn't even know you fancied the Alice in Chains like that, love. Like that, that's proper sight, love. But yeah, thank you, dad, so much for that recommendation. Thank you for getting me into the Alice in Chains. He also introduced me to a lot of Rob Zombie, a lot of which I can't play, unfortunately, but just know that's also in the back of my mind as I listen to this stuff. Do you see what I mean, though, about, like, it's not emo, like, it's, and it's not, like, super, super, it's not heavy metal either, but it's just, it's like, hard rock. Not all of it is exactly hard rock either. Like, I don't know if you can really ever put Billy Joel in the basket of hard rock, but let's see. Coming up next, we have Are You Mine by Arctic Monkeys from their album AM. I think most people, when they think of Arctic Monkeys, they're probably thinking of this album. It has like the little sound wave thing. It kind of looks like an infinity sign. This album is peak. Dare I say peak? I think it was this album actually in high school. I wrote like, I don't want to say dissertation. That sounds a little too proper for what I was doing in high school. It was a class called Music is Literature. Really good class, by the way. And I read like a Pitchfork article on them and like how their group formed, where the name came from. It was really cool, their origin. Like it was kind of supposed to be like a joke. Like they're a garage band kind of thing. And then it kind of just took off. It kind of took on a life of its own. I kind of love when that happens. I love when people do music just for the love of the game. Like they're just like, I played with my dude, with my bros in the garage, and we kind of were like, let's put this thing online. And they were like, well, I think people kind of like what we're doing. We're throwing it down and they're picking it up. And that's what I like about music. So shall we get into Are You Mine by Arctic Monkeys?
I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could have she heartaches, come to find you, for in some velvet morning, he's too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space, in my mind when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here is a power. I need the deep and keep imagining meeting, wished away entire lifetimes on farewell, not somewhere misbehaving for days, great escape, lost track of time and space, she's a silver line. Space in my mind when she's not right there beside me.
Slay, 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 slay. A little bit of boots. Big fan of the Arctic Monkeys. Got a poster of them up in my room. Well, not of them, but it's an Arctic Monkeys poster. It's for this album, actually. I'll be honest, I don't know if it's official merch or not, but it's a really cool, it has like the, like their name, like Arctic Monkeys in the center. And then it has like all of like the tracks from the album and like little like drawings. So like the song, like Knee Socks, they put the word knee socks on a knee sock. Liam Neeson on a knee. Oh, does anyone know that meme? I'm sorry. That was a little too niche for the radio. I'm sorry. So it's been up in my, every single one of my dorm rooms, actually. That's, you know what? That's the staying power of Arctic Monkeys in my life. Boom. Evangelist of Arctic Monkeys. Let's go. But yeah, that was Are You Mine by Arctic Monkeys from their album AM. Like, I think that's a really good starting place for anybody who wants to get into them. It's their most popular album by and large. So tune into that if you're looking to get into them. Truly. And also, you'll know plenty of the songs. You probably have heard most of them. They just like go viral for some reason. Not for some reason. It's good. But they take on lives of their own on social media and stuff. Moving on to... This is funny. I think that this might actually be in alphabetical order by artist name. I didn't mean for that to happen, but it did. So that's kind of weird. Next, we have Billy Joel. So we had Alice, Arctic, and now Billy. So that's interesting. This is going to be The Stranger by Billy Joel from his album The Stranger. I could not tell you first time I heard the song. I truly don't know. I don't know if it was my friend from home who's a really big Billy Joel fan or if it was my dad. I really don't know. I'm like truly not remembering. I think this is one of those moments that I discovered the song on my own. And then I was like cooking something and I was cooking up a stir fry in the kitchen. And my dad was like, you know this song by Billy Joel? Can't believe you young people and your old music. I'm like, yep, us young people and the old music, truly. But yeah, without further ado, let's hear The Stranger by Billy Joel.
Disregard the danger. share so many secrets. There are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in yourself?
That was The Stranger by Billy Joel. Among the many things I love about that song, I'm obsessed with how good whoever recorded that, how good they are at whistling. That is like the tone on that. That's truly a full, well-rounded whistle. And you know what? I would know because I almost played Snoopy in a musical Once Upon a Dream. Once Upon a Dream, I almost did. And then I got scared of heights and I couldn't stand on the doghouse. So I said, I'm sorry, my understudy has to take over. Thank you very much to my understudy for doing that for me because I was scared. Anywho, little tangent there. But yeah, I love that song. I really do. He's not much for making a complex melody, but his lyricism is something else. Thank you, Billy Joel, for being a music industry veteran. Thank you for your years of service to the music industry, period. Moving on, guys, I feel like I've been talking a lot about this man. And guess what? It's not Joe. It's literally not Joe for once. There's no Joe on the playlist today. But we do have some Hozier. Guys, I have been calling him Hozier on the air. And then I watched a clip of him in an interview. And they were like, you know, I think he might have been British. So let me do my best British accent. You know, for once in a row, what am I saying? Let me try that again. For once and for all, can you, you know, what am I trying to say? Oh my gosh, I cannot remember what he said. For once and for all, and let's, you know, dispel the rumors. How do you pronounce the artist's name? Is it Hozier? Is it Hozier? Like, I think I'm really overdoing it there with the accent, so I'll cut it. But he was like, how do you pronounce it? Like, once and for all, you know, let's cut the rumors. Why do you say it? He goes, Hozier. And I was like, oh man, I'm a flop. I'm flopping. I was flopping on air. It was a live flop. It is Hozier. Not Hozier. I wish it was Hozier because then I wouldn't be wrong and I hate being wrong. But here we go. It's Hozier. I was wrong. Anywho, moving on. I have actually two Hozier. I'm getting used to that. I'm getting accustomed to the new pronunciation. Anywho, we have Eat Your Young by Hozier. This is the single version. I know this ended up on one of his albums. And after we're done listening to it, I will, you know, bring that information to the forefront of our minds, the precipice of our brains. But anywho, this song is so good. There's so much symbolism and allusion in his lyricism. I've already talked about that for like a million hours, I feel. But just really good. Just really good music. Thank you, Hozier, also for making wonderful music. And let's listen to Eat Your Young by Hozier.
To something, let me run.
That was Eat Your Young by Hozier. Like I said, I have two Hozier songs for you today. I got a little Southern, I'm sorry. Anyways, I told you I would tell you, Eat Your Young actually ended up making it onto Unreal Unearth Unending. That's the album name. That's his most recent full-length album that he released. I think it has like, does it have two sides or three? Now I can't remember. I was just looking at it. It has three sides. I'm obsessed with them, period. Like, thank you so much. I could listen to just his music and be fine. Like, he, first of all, here we go. We cannot get off on a tangent this evening, folks. Like I said, second Hozier song, here it comes. It's Empire Now. I feel like this song did not get the hype it deserved when it first came out. Can I say that? Well, I just did, so there you go. Yes, this is Empire Now by Hozier from his EP called Unheard. This came out actually after Unreal Unearth Unending. That's quite a mouthful. But yeah, like I said, the song off this EP that like, this was like, this EP was really big for him. This song had Too Sweet, and you have probably heard that thing on the radio. You're too sweet for me. You're too sweet for me. I'll take my whiskey neat. You have definitely heard it. I bet that just brought back a lot of memories of you being like, oh my gosh, can they stop playing this on the radio for the 100th time? Well, that's how radio works. Anywho, but I think that that song in some ways overshadowed some of the other songs on that release. So we're going to give it the love it deserves today. Like I said, this is Empire Now by Hozier from the EP Unheard.
Sun coming up on a dream come round, 100 years from the empire now. Sun coming up on a world that's easy now, 100 years from
That was Boots. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but that was the Boots on the house. Like I said, Too Sweet. Truly, that song is, like, so amazingly good in its own right. But again, that's one of those songs that, like, you can overplay it. And I think that they did. And by they, I just mean the world. Because it was so good. They were like, oh my gosh, play this song, play that song, play Too Sweet, Too Sweet. And I understand that was like a huge, huge milestone in his career. I think that was his first ever like song that topped the charts. His first ever number one hit. So I totally get the admiration for the tune. But I think that all of his songs have their place on a chart. Like right now. Fully, that's how I feel. But we don't have enough time to gush over him today like I normally do. Anywho, actually, we do have a lot of time, and I'm realizing I don't have that many more songs to get through, so I need to yap a little bit more, and that's okay, because I'm very good at that. But we should probably move on. Now, I am going to butcher the pronunciation of this artist's name, so I'm very sorry. It's spelled, and it's all, in all caps, by the way. It's K-A-L-E-O. Is that Kaleo? Kaleo? I'm going to stick with Kaleo, because it has the word kale and O, so it's like Kaleo, I'm thinking. This is from his album A/B. I don't know if that has like some sort of significance. Maybe his fans would know. I am more of like a passing listener. So it's not passive listening, but I'm a passive listener. I think that this might have been a song I heard on social media and I picked it up and I was like, this is going in the playlist, honey. This is Way Down We Go. I also love the album art for this. It's like four... It almost looks like someone dipped their hand in ink or like black paint and put like four handprints. I wonder if that has any significance to maybe his life or maybe the album at large. Because I'll be honest, I think this is the only song of his that I know. So maybe I need to like dive in a little bit more. Again, we're still going for kind of like the darkness thing. Like, I don't want to use the word emo, but I fear I'm using it. It's a little emo. This playlist is a little bit emo. It's certainly not, you know, my normal bubbly like K-pop girl Yasativity playlist. So we can at least say that. But again, this is Way Down We Go by Kaleo from his album A/B.
Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And we're down, we go.
About the timbre of that man's voice, like the rasp on like some of the, I mean, it's really ever present throughout his vocal range, but especially when he's singing those higher notes. I love the way he attacks those notes as a vocalist. That's why I'm getting a little nitpicky there. It's not nitpicking, actually. I'm actually praising. But yeah, the timbre of his voice, I think that's what I really like about this song. And then again, like it's a very dense production, and then you kind of get the breakdown in the bridge, and then he kind of just throws it all on the table. Like we're getting like a thick, heavy bass. You're throwing in the smashing drums. Like this song cooks. I fear they cooked in the studio. So thank you to Kaleo. Again, that's called Kaleo. It's from the album A/B. But let's move on. This is some mindless self-indulgence. That is the name of the artist. This is What Do They Know? question mark. And the name of this album is You'll Rebel to Anything, or You'll Rebel to Anything. They're using it as a verb, so I'm like, that's rebel. You'll rebel to anything. There's a lot of really good songs in this album. But this song is like, it's just like, oh, it kind of gets you like, whoa, kind of like moving fast. I feel like you could like whip a car to this song. You know what I mean? Like driving down the highway, although I'm a little scared of driving, I will admit. So I'd be listening to some calm music, like some Leve to calm myself down while I'm driving. But some people might really like to drive to this song, or maybe I'm like way off base because I'm not like in the driver. I am in the driver community, but I'm not a prominent member, I will say. But again, this is What Do They Know by Mindless Self-Indulgence from the album You'll Rebel to Anything.
Beat me up, beat me down, mess me up beyond no recognition. For what it's worth, I'd do it again, with no consequence, I will do it again. Hold up, so hold me down. Jump the gun, boss, I can't be no ground. Yo, word, I hit this memory, sure. I see like a big man, sure. I've been set about not absurd, but it all back what I heard. Let me lost that moment, sure. Don't ever take that bit, sure. I'm just all the facts, the consequence. What do they know about that? All the truth and the facts. What do they know about that? I'm quite impressed, I'm quite immersed. Beat me up, beat me down, mess me up beyond no recognition. For what it's worth,
again, that was What Do They Know by Mindless Self-Indulgence. Guys, what did we think about that? I know that was a lot. That's definitely maybe for some an acquired taste, not for me. I'm a little more ambiguous with my music taste, as we know. But yeah, I love that song. I love them as a group. They do a lot. It's a lot of like the same. How do I explain this? It's the same vibe, but they do so much with the instrumentation or like the production of their songs. It's all different, but it's all tightly woven or nicely knitted or woven together. How about we just say that, period. Moving on, we got two more songs this evening. Okay, we got a Tame Impala song. Now you're like, Maddie, I know Tame Impala, and he doesn't really have like a, you know, like a throwdown, like, you know. But actually, in my opinion, yes, he does. This is going to be Elephant by Tame Impala from his album Lonerism. I'm obsessed with this song. I was just listening, like, I just put on like his like radio station, not like his station. You know what I mean? Like when you play an artist stuff and they kind of just like recommend based on if you listen to the song all the way through. Yeah, this song came up and I was like, oh my goodness, I did not know he threw down like this. So here we go. This is Elephant by Tame Impala from his album Lonerism. That was Elephant by Tame Impala from the album Lonerism. I've said this on the show before, but I think the reason I love Tame Impala music so much is that it feels like a fully fleshed out idea. Every time I listen to a song of his, I'm never like, there's like more he could have done or explored there in the production or with the lyricism. I think he has such a great grasp on what makes a good song, like a thoroughly enjoyable and good song. So Tame Impala, thank you. I look forward to seeing you in July at Scotiabank. Anywho, guys, we are on the last song of the evening. If you're new to the show, if you're not, here's what we do. Every week I find a, you know, relatively new release for us to all listen to. I haven't even listened to the song myself, so... this week we have Changeling by the artist Witch Post from their new album, very new album, like as of like the last week, called Butterfly. So let's take a gander. Let's take a listen to Changeling by Witch Post. We'll be right back. Witch Post. That was so good. Oh my gosh. Wait, guys, I'm so glad that was the new song of the week. Guys, again, that was Changeling by Witch Post from their album Butterfly. If the rest of their song is, or if the rest of the album is that good, I'll definitely be tuning in. Yeah. Guys, it's that time, as always, where I must end the show. And it takes me a while to do it because I like to talk. But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I have no clue what's going to be on the docket for next week. Maybe I will try to encapsulate a feeling and emotion again and see how that goes. Maybe we can continue the streak there. Maybe something a little bit happier, a little bit brighter for next week. But again, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, this was Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. And you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. And as always, I've been your pleasured host, DJ Maddie B. Signing off. Auf Wiedersehen. And bye.
Thoughts growing roses, pregnancies on her face. I knew she was restless, I knew she would die. She tried to consume everything I never said. We were never the same. Once there were changes, but she never cared. Thoughts were bad, she's coming ahead. I knew she was restless, I knew she was strange. Then she tried to consume me, we were never the same. We were never the same.
It's always how it goes. I think I'm losing it, or maybe I'm faking it. I think he's taken words of mine and out of them devised a Disney villain to keep himself occupied. And he plays and he twists me to the shape of it till I'm creased on the inside. I think this might be the sound of me turning the wheel and driving straight off the track. So what a wonder to feel. And when you pull up your head, spitting wet clumps of sand, I hope you see what you had. I hope it goes well with the band. It's affecting my health when you open your mouth. What a shame it is, society makes child of a man. Spilling your lucky child and ask me to clean the mess. If you finally get a therapist, say I try my best.
No, I didn't mess your life up. You did just fine. No, I wasn't flirting. I'm just nice. La la la, you're acting like a child.
Wow, that was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
It's those troubadours of traffic trauma, Vince and Larry.
On the road again. You don't buckle up, you're on the road again. Right through the windshield and across the median. Buckle up, boy, you're on the road again.
On the road again. Here comes a semi roaring down the highway. You can't move a limb,
Now those 18 wheels are gonna teach the hard way. There's just one way. Stay off the road.